אנחנו בתלמוד 10 הספירות.
We are in the study of 10 ספירות, volume 1, 213. We're in part 4. We're in Or Pnimi, item 6, above. That's where we stopped last time. We're going to start now. Recording 001, part 2. We're in Or Pnimi, part 6.
Okay, in our light, item 6. So we are hearing Rabash, and accordingly we try to be with him and with the text as if he's sitting here and teaching us.
This will not be accepted inside the degree. Through it, there would be a masach, out which there will be in within the degree. So from the masachim, therefore, in their emerging outwards, together, outside of the peh, connected together. 6. Both Or Pnimi and Or Mekif are both connected in Pchina Dalet. Because the first 9 Sfirot of Or Yashar are connected and clothed in her Or Chozer of Malchut, which are the first 9, which are called internal lights, Orot Pnimim, but the future lights to come at until the Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, which are called surrounding lights, they too are included in this Or Chozer. Because they are the actual Or Chozer, as mentioned, as they are fated due to this to be revealed slowly through 6,000 years after the end of correction and what was written adjacently here. They too are kelim of this Or Chozer. They are the actual Or Chozer who are future due to this to be revealed slowly through the 6,000 years, and therefore after the 6,000 that are mentioned here until the end of correction in what was written. Here he speaks of what is Or Chozer, the light that is rejected, meaning, let's say he receives 20% of this light. 80% are rejected, and these 80 that were rejected need to be revealed later. Let's say it this way. At first, after the restriction, all the 100% of this light is there. Malchut rejects it and received only a part. Let's say over Pchinat Dalet, let's say 20%. And the rest is rejected and cannot be received in order to bestow. This light needs to be revealed. It turns out that this light that is now called Or Chozer, the Or that is rejected, it's not Or Chozer, it's direct light. Only it's rejected that's called Or Chozer, but this direct light needs to be revealed. How? Through all the corrections until 100% will be revealed, as it was in the world of Ein Sof, and that will be in order to bestow. That's what he's telling us here. Here a question is asked. The returning light, which he calls surrounding, Mekif, is it Or Chozer or is it Or Yashar? What is Or Yashar and what is Or Chozer? We learned Or Chozer is considered the intention that he wants in order to bestow. And what is Or Yashar? It's the abundance which comes from above. So I'm asking, Or Chozer is what he's saying. It's considered Or Mekif, surrounding light. Is it direct light, Or Yashar, or is it Or Chozer? Student answers, Or Yashar. why is it called Or Chozer? That it does not receive it. And he also calls Or Chozer the clothing light. Malbish. What is the meaning of Or Chozer that is Malbish, that is clothing? He doesn't get into details here. We said before, what is Or Chozer that clothes? It's light. The lower give the intention is light. I explained earlier what he said in Histeklut Pnimit, part 4, that it's begot from the two forces. The force of departure that he doesn't want to receive, and from the force that he doesn't want to receive this light, so he's connected in this light. So from what does he receive? Illumination from this light. From what light? From this Or Yashar. There is no other light. It turns out that both the Or Chozer and the Or Mekif are both Prinot of Or Chozer, which is truly Or Yashar. All the lights are Or Yashar. Only that when we talk from the Kilim, then he says it differently. That's why we studied in the Pticha, the preface to Panim Masbirot, that we have 5 discernments. We have 5 Havchanot, meaning the first discernment, he says, is called Prina Aleph, the Prina of Chokhmah, where both the light and the Kli comes from the emanator. Meaning, his desire is to delight his creatures. He created existence from absence, Kli with light together. There was no one to long for it, and he knows what to long for. Therefore, they say the upper created the light and the Kli, and the answer of the lower one in the middle. That's what's considered Prina Aleph. The second discernment, after Chokhmah received the light at its end, as if it was observing, where do I receive the abundance from the bestower? And I'm a branch to it. I want equivalence of form, and I don't want to be a receiver. And through this overcoming, these gvurot, as it chose wanting something, it's felt as a consideration of receiving, not wanting equivalence of form. By this, the light comes from above, and it's called the light comes from above, from Keter, which is the bestower. But the Kli comes to awakening from what? From the lower one. The second discernment, the light from the side of the upper, and the Kli from the side of the lower. The third discernment, where both the light and the Kli comes from the side of the lower one. Meaning, what is Malchut? Eventually, in the end of Zeiran Pin, which overcame what the Or of Chasadim gives him, and wants to expand with Or Chokhmah, just as it is, and the Kli of Chokhmah, it turns out here that there already is an overcoming from the side of the lower one. But we learn that here there was a restriction. We're prohibited to receive. And by what does she receive, we learned? That she gives this Masach of Or Chozer. it turns out that the Kli is now who? The Masach, which overcomes to not receive. And its light comes from the force of separation. It turns out that the Ochozer that comes from below upwards, as Malchut of the Or Yashar, becomes a Keter to the Ochozer, and is considered that both the light and the Kli comes from the side of the Lower One. And this is where he says it here. What is he saying here? That everything is connected to its Or Chozer. In its Or Chozer, from the force of its departure from there. Hence, the force of its departure, we learn, are two things. One is the light that is rejected, which is Or Yashar, which is the Or Mekif that needs to be received like it was in the world of Ein Sof. And the part of Or Chozer that closed comes from here also, but from the relations of the force of departure of the lower and the force of the lower one. Everything is connected to the Masach. Two things, not half of it. And when he thinks of the two other discernments, that there's one Gvura and one overcoming, what happens with the light that comes both to the Kli and from the light on the side of the upper, this overcoming was over Chasadim, whereas the light that comes from Zeranpin, that comes from Binah, and the light that comes from the Kli of the lower one, which overcame, the will to receive overcame. And this is the third discernment. Five. The fourth discernment is where Binah overcame, meaning the light that came from the upper and the Kli, and the light that overcame, the overcoming was on the desire to bestow. Whereas the light that came through the awakening of the lower one called Binah, Or of Chasadim, which is Zeranpin, came from Binah, and the Or of Chasadim in the end overcame, and what did it overcome? The desire to receive, which is called a Kli. That's the fifth discernment as we learned there. Letter Zayin, 7 above, was written, they bash at each other and have a bitush against one another, and this clash gives birth to the havayot of the prinot of kilim. 7. What is clashing in the light? And after all, in spirituality, what is this clash? He explains that when two lights go down and spread from Peh downwards into the goof of Ak, here, Or Mekif, the lights that surround, cannot clothe in one goof, in the goof, because of the force of the Masach, which delays them and delays the light there. Since they are connected and included there, where in the Rosh, which is one light, they want to also expand in the internality of the Pertzuf. Hence, they purify by this the aviyut in the Masach, meaning that force of delaying which does not let them clothe there. Although from the fourth of the clash there in the aviyut of the Masach, as the Masach is purifying due to them, this causes the departure of the internal lights from the goof. We need to interpret what he's saying here, and I'm repeating. 7. Because when two lights come down and spread from Peh downwards into the goof of Ak, the Or Mekif cannot clothe inside the goof. due to the force of the masach, which delays the light there. That's mentioned. And because they're connected and included there, where are they connected and included there? So he learns it this way. At the head of the degree, we learn that the light comes and it could be between Opnimi and Omekif. One light that comes, and Malchut of Rosh did a calculation and said, a part I will receive and a part not. But there was one part there, 100%. And she, what did she say? 20% I can receive in order to bestow, let's say, by an allegory, and 80% not. So this is one light. When it began to expand, to spread, 20% spread until they came to Tabu. And no, you're 80%, you're going to give and not enter. After all, there was light that was illuminating in one degree. They also want to enter. What is the meaning that there was one and now they're also divided and wants to enter? What is the meaning that they divided? The matter is as such. In the Rosh that came, the light is called the light of the desire to delight his creature, where all the light was for the lower ones. Only the calculation is that part of it is to receive. When it comes to the Tabu that needs to receive the second part, he says, thus far, I don't want to receive. I'm staying in the Omekif. After all, his desire was to do good to his creatures, and all the light was extended from into the Rosh. And who will receive the rest? And the meaning is that he wanted also to be connected and be included in what? In doing good to his creatures at the head of the degree, which comes into really a part that called the goof that receives that part. And it's connected to what? After all, we're one prina and we're all included in doing good to his creatures. So you also need to receive this. He doesn't want to receive it, but he surrenders. He's right. The moment he surrenders, he loses the aviyut. And what does it mean that he loses the aviyut? After all, there's a rule that says aviyut is not purified. The desire to receive cannot, the lust between a person and a person, how do we say, how could you be a lord to your own will to receive? There's only a choice to not receive or to be a desire to receive it. That's not in the hand of a person. If so, he, what is the meaning that the aviyut is purified? So he gives a rule. When we talk about holiness, we don't use the aviyut only if we can put a masach upon it. If he canceled this force and it was already purified in this aviyut and does not serve as aviyut, why? This is why he has no masach, he has a masach, and we need to clarify this.
Because they are connected, and because they are included and they want to expand into not of the partsuf in practice, therefore, by that, they purify the aviyut, the coarseness in the screen. Meaning that detaining force that does not let them clothe there, they cancel that force, and necessarily they cancel that force, and it loses the aviyut, the coarseness that it cannot use with it. Period. Although, from the force of this striking, the bitush in the coarseness of the screen, when the screen, the rejecting force, becomes more and more purified because of them, as we learned, if it rejects, it cancels the strength, this force of the masach of the screen. And he says, with the force of the masach, five
prinot are included, or four prinot. Sometimes he says so. So he goes and purifies before four. Although from the force of the striking and the coarseness of the screen, and the screen goes and purifies because of them, it causes the departure of the inner light from the goof. Why? Because when it gets purified to coarseness of Prina Gimel, when it cannot overcome this coarseness of Prina Daled, then the light departs. If this reflected light grows shorter, it cannot aim in order to bestow on Prina Daled. What does it have now? Gimel for now, and that also departed. So it has Gimel, and it closes only the degree of Chokhmah. And the light of Keter disappears from the goof. And this continues, and it is called Nekudot. And when the Prina Gimel was purified to coarseness, Aviut of Prina Bet, where it can only overcome Prina Bet, the Or Chazer grew shorter, further to the degree of Bina, and the light of Chokhmah disappeared, and so on and so forth, because there is no reflected light, and it cannot aim in order to bestow, until the entire coarseness was purified, and there is no more Zivug Deka, coupling and striking, and it cannot overcome and reject the light, and then it necessarily disappears, and all the light disappears, the inner light disappears from the Pratsuf. This is what the Ari says, that they beat one another and strike one another, meaning one rejects his friend. Because the entire size of the inner light, all of its importance, which is the inner light that it can illuminate in the degree, is according to the coarseness in the screen, the strength that he has to overcome his desire to receive. Therefore, he grows stronger with his coarseness. And if he can create a screen on the greatest coarseness, he's got the greatest degree. And on the contrary, the detaining of the surrounding light that cannot clothe is only a result of the force of the coarseness and the boundary in the screen, where this boundary does not let it enter. Therefore, the surrounding light goes and purifies the coarseness. And accordingly, they beat into one another until they both depart, as explained. However, it doesn't say why we get these vessels. So elsewhere, he interprets that when the light was mixed, when the light was the vessel in the Partsuf of Galgalta, when the light was shining inside the vessels, there was a light of Naan Chai, and the lights and the vessels were mixed with one another until you were able to discern between them. When do we discern them? Only when the lights depart from the vessels, and when the beating causes the departure of the light, then therefore what's left is Havaya of Kelim.
What was it? One side of the tape or what?
This was the first tape. Second side, the end of the second side, because we didn't hear the previous one. We simply continued from where we stopped.
All right. And what do you think? What's your impression? None. No impression.
No.
Well, quickly, run and say a few words.
In light of our state, I think it's mandatory for us to learn.
Okay, we heard you. That the other guy.
It's felt very strongly, and even more strongly when you read.
When I read?
Yeah, that's my impression.
When
you read, it's unbelievable. It's end of correction. And when Rabash is also, I guess, through you, the connection is stronger.
No, that's something completely different. If we learn the same text and I read it or Rabash reads it, If Rabash reads it, you try to understand him. You want to receive his internality from him, because whatever he says, at the same time he's doing these actions in his spiritual kelim, spiritual vessel. If he's talking about the pnimi, the mekif, the surrounding light, the inner light, zivug daka, he's working without, inside. And then he's saying it out loud. That's how it works. That's why when you want to connect to your teacher, by that you need to integrate. You need to want to sneak in there, to hide there. And so that all these states that he's doing will go over you as well. If you annul yourself, you can be in him. That's the sgula, the special virtue, the remedy you learn from a great teacher, and you should hear him. Okay, what do we continue, or what do you want, or to move on? Who's in favor of to continue? You're lying. And who wants to move on to say, what do we have over there? Hauma, the nation newspaper. Who wants to move? No, you don't want. Okay, got it. And to move on to a new tape.
Dov.
Okay. I don't understand. What do we do? Come on. We have the side B of this tape? Okay. It's a different lesson? Oh, tape number two, what's the lesson?
Continue with tape number two. Continue from the same place.
Okay, so keep on going a bit more.
Page 213, item 5.
Yes.
It's written so. Before the existence of Akudim,
above,
the upper light could not clothe in any vessel because there was no ability in the vessels to tolerate it. And there, the light did not clothe in the vessel until came the expansion of that great light into the discernment of Akudim. And there was existence of a single kli for that great light that has been made. And there began a certain limitation of the light in Atzilut, which could not have been done thus far. So what does it say here? Before Akudim, the world Olam did not clothe with the vessel. After the Akudim, then there was a reality or existence of one vessel. Then the existence of the limitation of the light that could not be until the world of Akudim was made. So, what is Akudim? What should we learn from it? That there was no vessel yet. Item 8. Akudim, what is Akudim? Are regarded as 10 sefirot of the toch of the first partsuf in the reality after the first restriction, called Adam Kadmon. Prior to that, there weren't any Rosh Toch Sof in the upper light. But the upper light filled the entire reality. The Rav writes, I repeat, what's written up here? What is Akudim? Toch. What is toch? We learn about the goof. He is being more precise. It says before akudim, meaning toch, before the toch rosh, and then he interprets that before that he was called Ein Sof. He has no rosh. And interprets, so I repeat, akudim are regarded as 10 sefirot of the toch, of the first partzuf, in the reality after the first restriction. This partzuf is called Adam Kadmon. That's why I'm saying akudim, toch, a certain intention on the partzuf, the first partzuf that came out after the restriction. If so, before the toch, meaning in the rosh, there was no restriction. So, the evidence that I bring, and I'm speaking after the restriction, since before the restriction there was no matter of rosh and toch, and I'm in akudim, and in akudim it's known that it is called toch. I'm talking about the partzuf that is after the restriction. Turns out that before the toch, meaning in the rosh, there was no limitation. As the Rav says, prior to the existence of Akudim, meaning before the Toch, meaning in the 10 Sefirot in the Rosh of Adam Kadmon, that precede the 10 Sefirot of Toch of Adam Kadmon, called Akudim, the upper light could not clothe any vessel. And it is thoroughly explained in part 3 that there is no kli, no vessel in the 10 sefirot of Rosh, but only shoroshim, roots for the vessels. That's why we said previously in the Rosh, in opening me and Or Makif is one light. Whereas, where does it begin to divide? In the goof, where there is some restriction. So he restricts, this is called inner light, or pnimi, and the one that goes outside is called Or Makif, surrounding light. Until the end.
Questions? No. Any questions? Wait.
Akudim. Where does it start?
He says the limitation starts from the goof. In the Rosh, there is no limitation. Oh, the Rosh are Ein Sof. You can say, what Ein Sof? The Parsuf is so small. What do you mean is Rosh is Ein Sof, infinite? There's no limit, that means Ein Sof.
That's clear.
Well, Akudim. Where is Akudim? Below the Rosh. Akud, tied in one kli. In the Rosh, there is no kelim.
Above is Ein Sof?
In the Rosh, there are no vessels. There is no Ein Sof. In the goof, there is Sof. There is a limitation. That's why you start from the goof.
Where does it start? Where is the description of the world of Akudim? Now he speaks of the world of Adam Kadmon.
The world of Akudim starts from Galgalta. To be more precise, it actually starts from the Toch of Galgalta. Because the Rosh is unlimited. Rosh de Galgalta, it's as if in Ein Sof.
Why didn't we hear thus far about the world of Akudim?
Akudim? I don't
know. I understand it's my...
Did you hear that there is Akudim, Nikudim, Vodim? Akudim is Olam Kadmon. Nikudim is the world of Nikudim, from Nekudot Desag, that's spread. And Vodim is the world of Bia, worlds of Bia, worlds of correction.
So, Akudim is the world of Adam Kadmon.
Yes, Akudim is the world of Adam Kadmon. Akud, tied, closed down in one kli. That's why it's called Akudim.
And where does the restriction start? Navosh and Guf. This is division of Adam Kadmon?
Yes, Rosh, Toch, Sof, it's all from Adam Kadmon.
And how is it divided?
The screen divides it all.
No, how does Adam Kadmon divide everything to Rosh, Toch, Sof?
In the Rosh, there's no limitation, only the calculations before the decision. Then there's the decision in Pei Rosh, and of what was decided in the Rosh, that spreads in the Guf. That's why in the Guf there is a decision. It's square, really. It has limitations. And what's inside it is called Akudim, Akud, tied, bound, caught in one Rosh.
Rosh is Galgalta?
No, Rosh Toch Sof is also called Galgalta. The whole Paltzuf is called Galgalta. But Rosh de Galgalta is still, there's no limitation, only calculations.
And where's the Guf?
Below the Rosh. You have a Galgalta, Rosh Toch Sof. You have a Galgalta, Rosh Toch Sof on it. You have Ab, Rosh Toch Sof, etc.
So it exists in every Paltzuf?
What?
Akudim, sorry, the Guf.
Every Rosh has its own Guf. Well, the decision in the head is carried out in the Guf.
So every Patsuf has a Guf.
Yeah, I drew it so many times.
No.
Well, where else that is? Yes.
Respect to the previous question, now we were impressed. I think Rav should give the essence after the reading.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because it's pretty raw.
Yeah, the truth is, I don't intend to even get the knowledge out of him. It's more about the spirit. But okay, we'll talk. What?
You said that when a Kabbalist is reading it, is performing the same actions.
Of course.
The question, how is a Kabbalist learning about the world of Adam Kadmon? Because we're saying that we are...
That's something I don't know how. But I want to take part with his actions. I don't start criticizing how does he do or how doesn't he do. Nonetheless, I'll never understand it, even if you explain it to me 1,000 times. It's not according to my mind, my vessels. I just want to belong to it. That's it. Like a baby with a grown-up. That's it. Of course, we can't do it with our mind. Maybe with your mind, it's possible. But that's not the way to do it. I am part of it. I'm incorporated in it. Yes.
The fact that he went through these states 30 years ago.
What?
There's no...
Oh, the tape? Yeah, the tape is about 30 years ago.
So there's no time. The fact that he went through these states when he read it, and now we're trying to connect to the same state. There's no meaning to the time?
Of course not. How do you mean here that there will be a time? If he performed zivugim, he performed spiritual actions, these spiritual actions exist. Nothing disappears. And we can incorporate and be both in that, even before and after. Whatever you have equivalence of form with, that's how. What am I thinking while hearing that? To be attached to him as much as I can. And then, even though I can't understand, I can't feel, and to live in the same state, in the same action, but to the extent that it can illuminate on me, I try for it to happen. Yeah.
And we can receive directly from him, or it can go through you in some way?
It will go anyway. Yeah, you don't have to have your intention that way or that way. It doesn't matter. That's something you should actually not think about. What you want to is to learn from Rabash. That's it. To have something in between, that's want it or not, I will always be there in between. Because what you got previously was from me. So, but it doesn't stand in a way. You can grow to become bigger than me. It doesn't limit you. Okay? Who's over there? You're pointing at someone. North America. Let's hear them.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Zohar.
Hi, Zohar.
No.
I just wanted to say that, first of all, that was amazing. I was translating in the beginning with Rabash, and two comments I have. One, I think it's very good that we do like opening me of Chelek Aleph, the first part and all that, because we can connect to it much easier. It's much more closer bridge for us to connect to Rabash. The second thing I wanted to say is I think that it would be very good if we could add commas and periods on Rabash's explanation to be able to get a better context of his explanation. It's written all one sentence, and there's no break. I think it would be very good for us to be able to see psik here, psik there, to do that.
That's a corrupt generation. In true texts, you have no commas, no periods, nothing. You have to decide where it is. All these additions for the reader to understand the text, he does it on his own. You don't know that, but that's the way it is. If you take the Gemara, the Talmud, Babylonian Talmud, you'll see there are no commas, no periods, no signs at all. Only the words. Just words. And then you see that this sentence starts in the beginning of the book. It doesn't finish until the end of the book. It doesn't end. That's the way it is. Because why do you need these commas and periods? It's only for a person, only if a person understands, he connects to the text, he can punctuate it. It's not that he draws these things in the book. He doesn't do that. He just understands. That's the way it should be. Until today, we have a problem, basically in Hebrew, that I don't know, but actually they don't know how to punctuate the Hebrew text correctly. Many people don't know. Not necessarily religious or Orthodox, that doesn't matter. So we're through with North America, Khadera. Oh, many people there today. Yes.
Good morning, Rav. When I hear Rabash, without seeing the text, it's not clear at all. The question is if we should listen to it during the day without the text.
You'd like to hear him just the audio without seeing the text?
Yes.
Go ahead, why not? I don't look at the text. Or maybe I look in order to see if they wrote it correctly or not.
Transcript. But you understand?
Yeah, you'll get used to it. Of course, you have to get used to it, but it's possible. You can.
For me, it's like a song, a poem.
That's nice. That's even better. Okay, we're through with Khadera. Now, who's next? Where's Moscow? Oh, Moscow.
Rav, вопрос по поводу вашего объяснения.
Question about your explanation. You said that in the Rosh there's no restriction, only calculation. And in the Guf there's already a restriction. This restriction that appears in the Guf, is it a result of the calculation in the Rosh, or there's always restriction in the Guf?
No, the restriction, the limitation in the Guf stems from the decision in the Rosh. Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, calculation, zivug daka, and the spreading from the Rosh to the Guf. That's why in the Guf there is a limitation, a restriction. Namasach the Rosh divides the upper light into the Or Pnimi, the inner light in the Guf, and the external light Ochitzon, out around the goof. That's why the goof is limited, because the goof is practically there to receive in order to bestow. In the Rosh, there is no limitation. There is still reception there. Only a calculation before the decision. All right? Yes, Moscow. We're done with that. Who? Jerusalem. Yes, they have many people today. Wow, what's wrong? Really, it's... Soon the Messiah will be there. Come on, ask a question.
With respect to Rabash, it's beautiful to listen to him. Beautiful to see the questions and answers that he's giving. So it works out great.
Oh, okay. Just to give an impression, thank you for being with us. Yes.
In what do I make myself small during the study?
When you hear your teacher, Rabash, that try to imagine to yourself that this is a great man, he's in the spiritual attainment in that world, not like you, and he's working with the lights and the vessels and the words in the book. For him, it's like an instruction book, like maybe for you is a cookbook. When you start Coco, why are you laughing? That's something, at least that, can he do? He's a computer guy. So it takes 20 grams of pepper, 100 grams of sugar, salt, etc. Like he makes coffee for himself. Can he do that, at least? So that's how a Kabbalist works with the lights and the vessels. He measures how much can he allow myself to feel the Creator in order to give him contentment, but no more than that. Otherwise, he'll start enjoying it on his own. So, how many grams do I put into my cup? The feeling of the Creator, so that whatever I do in this cup will only be for him. So, have restriction. It's not for myself. My intention is only for his sake. And then I have to feel him, how I give him contentment. And that the contentment I give him doesn't come back to me as pleasure. That I won't be able to hold myself. I'll start enjoying it. Did it ever happen to you that you ate a cake and the first bite you say, okay, that's it. There's a big cake in front of you, okay? And you know that you can... Oh, Itai knows that. Ask him. So I'll just eat a little bit. I'll cut... This part is too much, so I'll cut it off. Yeah, I'll just straighten it out until... That's it. Everyone knows that. Okay, so all these calculations are done in the Rosh.
But this is him. He is great. In what do I make myself small?
You want to learn from him. It's very simple. Maybe by him cutting the cake, he'll give a piece to you as well. And he can say, by what masach? By your annulment to him, he'll take him under his wing.
So how do I annul before him? When he's reading, he's doing all this work. What do I do?
As much as you can. I'll just sit by his side. I'll think. I'll do something. Doesn't matter. I'll annul myself as much as I can. That's the first degree of Ibur, of conception.
By listening to what he's saying, does it mean that I annul myself?
It's not exactly. Maybe you're doing it because you want to know. And here you want to annul. You want to go into his action.
I don't know what I do actively in that moment. I know this is the most important moment. What am I doing in order to take advantage of it? To annul, to be included in him.
You want to integrate in his action. You don't know anything else. Only annulment acquires this possibility for you. You don't need to know anything else except for that, except for the annulment. That's why you start from that. Does an embryo know what he's doing? His work is only to annul himself. Then, in yenika, in suckling, does he know what he's doing? No, he doesn't know. He also only annuls himself. It's only in a degree, in a higher degree of difficulty. And in mochin, when he's doing, he's bestowing, he's receiving in order to bestow, does he do anything except for annulment? Also, no. Only the conditions change. And he's doing, he's taking these things, receiving in order to bestow, he's moving the world by annulment. Because it's in order to bestow. The in order to bestow changes. Okay, guys, let him say.
Can I say about the tens? That we changed?
You changed? Well, okay,
say it.
What's going on there?
Thank God, since we changed, I lost my transmission in the car, then the battery in the house, the walls are wet, ceiling is leaking, and I'm happy, I'm full of joy. If the Creator wants to check how important this thing is for me, then...
What does that have to do with anything, that your walls are getting wet in your home and that then you like your tin? One should be...
For me, I connect all my corporate problems, I run to the tent, to the front.
Meaning, if something... If you don't have a corporeal problem, you don't feel spiritual elation?
Okay, it's also good.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Sorry, I need another reason.
It's also good. Okay, Nahariya. Okay, Nahariya, it's like being abroad.
Virus? How can we make a calculation in the Rosh before we felt the entrance of the light to the goof?
No. Only after the calculation in the Rosh, we let the goof of the Patsuf to go in by guarding, by having this light that you receive. When it goes into the goof, it's an inner light already. Opnimi. What is the opnimi? It's a direct light, O Yashar, that appeared in the Rosh. We performed the Tzimtzum, restricted it, then the limitation of 20%. And these 20% of the O Yashar, we clothed them inside the O Chozer. And the direct light in the reflected light is called inner light. And it goes into the potsuf. That's it.
Beseder.
Okay.
No.
You're starting to go wild.
La 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 la
Writings of Baal HaSulam, studying article The Nation.
בעמוד 489 בכתבי בעל הסולם.
לילה 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 לילה
We are studying from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the nation, starting with the words, however, as the generations evolved.
When do you pick the heads of your tents? You already picked all the tents? Truth is, it doesn't matter because it's every week you have someone else, right? So you can just, anyone who just jumps ahead, it can be the secretary or the head of the tent. Okay, but we want to hear how he's functioning, the head of the ten, and how the ten accepts him, what does he think about his ten, and how is this interactive connection between them is, that's something we want to know. All right? That's it. And then he has to be in charge, like the collector, because it's become like a synagogue, and he's the collector. And then he has to be in charge of the awakening, the conduct and everything. First of all, even though everyone is responsible. So there's, in the future, we'll learn the behavior during the prayer and all these things, and you'll see what Kabbalists meant when they wrote about it. Okay, in the meantime, let's go back to the nation. Yeah. Hold on. Dudi wants to something. Maybe he wants to write one more article or something. Come on. Hold the microphone over there. Why do you pass it to all? These guys are asleep.
I was voted to be the bursar. The collector, treasurer, sorry. I want to know, seriously, what is my work different than all the friends in the world group?
You're responsible that each of them will feel that he's the collector. There has to be an order. There has to be, you know how a collector works in the synagogue.
He takes money from everyone.
Okay, Yeah. So, in short, maybe that too. I don't know the way your inner life in the ten is, but the main thing is the order, the connection, the responsibility over everyone, even though everyone has to not just throw it on you. And the responsibility, the main thing is the responsibility, responsibility for the order. If you want to read about the real role of the collector, the gabai, where do we have it? The collector is actually a spiritual duty. The Zohar writes about it.
Talking about concern in the heart towards the ten.
Not only in the heart. You are responsible for them. Did they have someone responsible for the order, for the collection, for the meetings, the connection, the schedule?
No, it works perfectly.
Okay. It's good. It's a good thing to try it and to switch. I don't think that less than a week is serious, but yeah, a week is enough. Then we'll see. It's all you have is 2.5 months. It will take until everyone does it.